As per usual, every problem in this world is a man's fault. Women's problems are all men's fault. The reason women are single is because the man isn't mature enough. The reason women don't have children is because the man wasn't mature enough and they wasted all their childbirthing years on a man. In fact, there's actually a lawsuit literally going on right now where a woman is suing a man for, quote unquote, wasting her childbirthing years. Now, she was free to leave that relationship at any time. It was clearly her mistake for staying with a man who was not father material. But of course, no, it's not her fault. It's the man's fault. We have raised a generation of irresponsible men and women, but that's for a different video. The truth is, men continue, since the beginning of time, to be blamed for women's bad decisions. And I know the women who watch me don't make bad decisions, but this is a cultural issue in the West where every issue that women have ever had is because of men. Women didn't earn enough money because of patriarchy. Women didn't earn, you know, not because of the choices that they make. You know, women make less money, not because they take 3 months off when they have a child, not because they make choices about their careers that lead to lower salaries, not because they work less overtime. No, it's all men's fault. It's the patriarchy. It's the pay gap. It's all this nonsense. It's the same thing over and over. And now we've reached absolute insanity. We're going to get into that after a super
shout out to this video's sponsor, Private Internet Access. Look, if you aren't using a VPN yet, you're completely missing out. And Private Internet Access is the one I use on all of my devices. If you've been following the news, you see that censorship, websites, apps are getting shut down in certain countries, all sorts of craziness. Well, a VPN helps you never have to worry about that. Private Internet Access also protects you from the prying eyes of hackers, internet service providers, and others that can view your personal data. Perhaps also just as importantly, Private Internet Access allows you to access region-restricted content from all over the world. Streaming services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and more have different library options based on where you're located, and some shows simply cannot be accessed if you're not in the target location. Happens to me all the time. Many sports events also have regional blackouts. Well, VPNs can be a convenient way to make sure you're getting the content that you're paying for. Private Internet Access also allows you to protect an unlimited amount of devices all at the same time, so your entire household with a single subscription. And I've been working with Private Internet Access so long that I have an absolutely massive discount available to my viewers. Link in the description below. Get Private Internet Access today using my link. Save huge, protect your computers, access all the content that you've been paying for, and ensure that your internet is...
If you don't have a VPN, make sure you get Private Internet Access today. It's the one I use. It's the one I trust. So we have this article. A generation of women are realizing that, quote, non-committal, quote, forever boyfriends are a very poor substitute for a husband and a father of your children. My ex stole all my childbearing years. Does he owe me compensation? Now, again, maybe you shouldn't have slept with 100 guys before you were 25. Maybe you should have spent a little less time on dating apps, a little more time in church. Maybe you should have saved hookups for marriage and not with any guy that bought you a steak dinner. Maybe you should have broken up with that guy earlier for realizing that he was a waste of time. I'm not going to pretend that there aren't man children out there who aren't worthy of, you know, marriage, but there certainly are plenty of whore women out there who are more interested in the party scene and being a girl boss than being a good wife and mother. The problem is twofold, but only one side of the equation is ever getting blamed. And then you see this response from Jessica Pinn, who is a women's health advocate, apparently at She Project Med, the president, and she's been on The Daily Show, New York Times, and other garbage. Men should have to pay extra taxes for being single after 30. These taxes can go towards financial incentives for married couples to have children. This solves both birth rates. Boom, you're welcome. How about single moms pay double tax? How about that? How about women who initiate the vast majority of divorces get nothing in the divorce? Would they stick together? Maybe they would make marriages. You see how easy it is to just put the blame on the other guy? I'm not saying that there aren't men out there, Lotharios, men who are forever single, man whores, whatever, okay? But culture does not actually promote slash endorse that. It does so for women, though. Body count. Oh, sleep with 100 men before you get married. That's how you really know you're ready to settle down. Well, guess what, ladies? A man doesn't want some, you know, chick who's been ran through by 8 miles of dong, all right? The good girls have already been married and have kids. This idea that, you know, women can't get wifed up. The problem is they all did get wifed. The truth is they did get wifed up when they were 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. All you women who say, well, why would you get married so young? That's crazy. You got all your life to live. Well, when your ovaries are an elephant's graveyard and you're nearing 40, what happens? Well, now you want to sue men or you want to apply a tax to them for being single. The reason men specifically need to be taxed, especially above a certain tax bracket, is to eliminate the more money, more bitches incentive for success. Ideally, a man's incentive for success should come down to providing for his family. I love how this post takes there's absolutely no like onus on the woman to be a good wife. It is exclusively on men, right? It's best for the man to settle down for you to avoid men wasting women's reproductive years. Alternatively, you may get out of the single tax if you are in a new registered relationship for less than 2 years. That gets out all the relationships registered so that people cannot cheat without the side pieces knowing. Literally what? What? A lot of women in the replies who are, you know, on the wrong side of 35, saying that this is a good idea. That's so naive and silly reasoning. Men wouldn't be single or non-achievers if women were more feminine. Men in general need goals and motivation. They initially don't care about kids or getting settled. What men care about is achieving their targets and feeling loved and cared for. And in return, they will carry the world. Women stopped being feminine and thought they could do everything themselves, became cocky, bitchy, extremely high maintenance. For young men, they see it as a pointless avenue. They won't even try or get Asian or Eastern European girlfriends instead. That is true. The passport bro culture is absolutely real. And it's because real or fake, there is this interpretation of, you know, what is worth and what isn't worth a man's time. The problem is not men. It's a feminist movement going to extreme. Yeah, I agree with that. Now, again, not all women subscribe to the, I'm not shaving my armpits anymore because that's the patriarchy. That was more prevalent in 2016, 2015, 2017 era. It's a lot less prevalent now because those women who were all in their early 20s and thought that it was empowering are still single now, 9 years later, and they're past 30, and they're wondering why no man wants to pick through their armpit hair. I mean, this is, you know, the idea that, again, this is a two-way street, okay? I'm not saying that there aren't garbage men out there, because there are, but society is always talking about being a strong, independent woman who don't need no man. Girl bossing. This was literally the entire last decade of television and movies. Women can do anything men can do. In fact, they can do it better. So why would they ever need men? Well, unfortunately for all that girl bossing that they consumed, men realized, well, if you can do it, go ahead. And I'll just hang out with my boys. And I'll get into fishing, or I'll build a collection, I'll get into woodworking, I'll get into RC cars, I'll get into all of these other things that, you know, give me a lot less frustration. This says, breakups are never easy. Whether you're 19, 25, or 68, it's a difficult time for all involved. Now, a 34-year-old heartbroken woman says she's ready for marriage and parenthood stage of life. By the way, that's too late. That's too late. The time to have kids is in your mid-20s. Now, I'm 42 and I'm trying to have kids. But, like, I understand that that's too late. I missed the window. I should have done it when I was 25, but I wasn't mature enough. I wanted to say, well, I'm growing my business. I got to focus on my business and this, that, and now I regret that. I do. Fortunately, I'm a man and I don't have the same like biological clock women do. This says, writing for Telegraph's Moral Money column for advice. The newly single woman said, I've been in a relationship for over 10 years with a guy I had hoped to marry. He called it off a few months ago. Maybe did you think that there was a reason he wasn't putting a ring on it? Why are you dating somebody for 10 years? That's your own stupid fault. Discussing her ex's situation, she went on to divulge that he tells me he feels that 38, and so he still has a decade of enjoying his lifestyle and powering through his career, is not really ready for marriage and children, but knows it's become a priority for me, so he's off. Fresh from the breakup, the woman said she's not ready to date yet, but she's still desperate to become a mother, feeling that her time is running out, and now she's wanting to do IVF to increase her chances. Such treatment can be costly, and now she wants her ex, she wants to sue her ex and make him pay for it. What? Nobody was forcing this woman to stay with this man. None. 166,000 likes on this tweet. The male loneliness epidemic is largely because men haven't learned how to behave. Women are fed up. I had an ex who didn't believe my food allergies were severe. He made dinner one night and snuck spices into the food to trap me in a gotcha. That, by the way, probably never happened. And so 166,000 people liked a post that says, I once dated a crazy guy and now it's men's fault. 166,000 delusional single women. Here's Kat. I'm convinced my ex tried to kill me once by bringing medicine that could not be mixed with other medicine and said it was safe to take together. Wait, what? Is she believing that? Here's an unverifiable anecdote about a stranger. As you can see, everyone who is born wrong is a terrible person. You seem nice. Is this a person who's trans? Is this a trans person? Disabled and chronically ill writer, former theater critic. Is this like a joke? There is a male loneliness epidemic, and it's because women have been told for years that they don't need men, and they abandoned them. You know, yes, men should have to pay extra taxes after being single, for being single after 30. The coming incel revolution. Like, demanding single men pay the Freud tax is how you get Louis the 16th scenes in every single American city. This solves birth rate? No. That turns Rudyard into a prophet like Nietzsche's. It was just too early. Zarathustra, sorry. They'll never accept the fact that women not wanting children in their 20s is what's reducing fertility, not the men. That's 100% right. Now, that wasn't true in my relationship, but it certainly is true in many relationships. And it's the fault of mainstream media and all this girl boss culture. Now all these women are in their 40s and they're looking for someone to blame. And of course, they're not going to blame themselves. So it's the men's fault. Absolutely diabolic work. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, make sure you leave a like on it. If you haven't yet, subscribe or follow down below. We'll talk to you again real soon.